Bonjour, mes amis. C'est temps pour une autre édition de notre programme, La Tasse de Café. C'est mercredi matin. Le programme à ce matin est présenté à vous comme un service tous les mercredis à 16h ici, comme un service par notre sponsors Raiders Insulation Express, Unlimited Home Care of Louisiana, Industrial Supply and Sports, Sestry Young Furniture Appliance and Floor Covering, Prairie Plaza, Roy Motors, Gervis O'Connor Upholstery Shop, Sooner Auto Salvage, U Storage, Self Storage, Fontenot Physical Therapy, Flat Town Farm Supply and Hardware, Jean-Marc Incorporated at Blake's Pharmacy. Ça, c'est Mark Lane, Martel Ardouin, Jim Swallow ici avec nous autres. Et on est paré pour prendre votre téléphone call sur la tasse de café pour un mercredi à 337-363-2124, 337-363-2124. Comment ça va, Jim?
Oh, Mark, ça va proche et soufflé, moi, je vais te dire.
Boy, that was some news this morning.
And then we just covered part of it, you know. There was a lot more to go, but we ran out of time. allons voir si on a un mot du jour ici. Là.
Okay.
How about crosswise? Crosswise.
I've never heard that term. What
you
is
never heard crosswise?
What does that mean?
How about in French? Maybe you've heard it before. C'est en travers. T'as déjà couché en travers du lit?
Cross.
Yes.
Not a,
crosswise.
But not crosswise. I heard of
well, the
word
is the same, you know, crosswise, en travers.
En travers, yes.
All right. Biaisé. Okay. And crossly. Crossly. Tu t'as déjà réveillé en mauvaise humeur?
All the time.
Oh, no, pas all the time. You got a big smile on your face. But anyhow, that is our word of the day. Crosswise, cross, en travers.
And I think you used the word or the name Crosley just now.
Crosley, all right, is Crosley, it, that's a brand name.
That's a brand name for what was it? It was a refrigerator or something?
Right, it was, well...
or some kind of an appliance.
It was a brand name for an appliance. In fact, we still talk about the Crosley and Frederick air conditioners, remember?
Yes, yes.
But Crosley was an appliance name, and there was quite a few Crosley appliances years ago.
Okay, Jim, and our lines are all lit up.
All right, on a des phone calls, on va dire bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Jamie Gilroy.
Jamie Gilroy, là-bas dans Missouri.
Kentucky.
Oh, Kentucky.
Kentucky, I'm sorry, Kentucky, yes.
That's okay. I heard today, and I'm so proud that Miss Seafair, she made Lorraine, and she is my daddy's sister. She's my aunt.
Oh, she's your aunt.
My last living blood aunt.
Uh-huh, Madame Anna Seafair.
Yeah, and she's like the 8 years younger than my dad.
All right, uh-huh.
And that just made me sad. Y'all said Crosley.
Yeah.
It's made. They're made here in Kentucky.
No kidding.
Yeah, and it. They also make a line of radios.
Uh-huh.
And turntables.
All right, even turntables, huh?
Yes, sir. It's they make a combo of it, a radio, turntable, and now with the CDs.
But, so you can play your radio and play your records, too.
Yeah.
All right. Thank
I just wanted to say, and I hope everybody has a wonderful and safe and happy time at the Cotton Festival.
All right, Jamie, thank you so much for calling and for tuning in way out there.
I'll call y'all back Friday.
All right, very good. Thank you for calling, Jamie.
Okay, thank you, Jamie. Another call, Jim.
Moi, je veux, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
D'un autre call, loin, l'autre bord de la Ville Plate.
Il est l'autre bord de la Grande Rue, ici à la Ville Plate. Go ahead, Floyd.
Comment les affaires ce matin?
Oh, écoute, c'est pas la peine de la monter, y a personne d'autre qui est intéressé.
Écoute, moi, faut que je parle un petit peu pour notre place de business, là. 700 South Chitanya Street, you store it in many warehouses where you have climate control and 9 climate control storage for your belongings, and you have 24-hour video surveillance, and you can get to your stuff 24/7, and we have an office staff on duty to assist you Monday through Friday from 8 to 4. So we're the premier unit in Ville Platte, first in Ville Platte with the storage units, and we're here to serve you still, and we appreciate the business that you've given us and the confidence you've built into us. And so when you think of storage, think of You Store It Many Warehouses in Ville Platte, 363-2177. And don't forget, we're open 8 to 4, and we're also the UPS drop-off station. If you have some packages to send by UPS, you can come by the office. UPS picks up around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so if you come in before 3, it'll leave that day. And one more thing, Floyd's Record Shop, the mini Floyd's Record Shop, in the office right there, we've got those wonderful CDs of all that wonderful Cajun, Zydeco, Swamp Pop music that's been there for years and we've enjoyed for years. And maybe you've had some old 45s or some old vinyl albums that are either lost or broken or scratched or whatever, or maybe it was a cassette tape that you had and it's not working anymore. You can get that music on CD, a hard copy CD still. We don't know for how long, but you can still get it for now. And we've got some great news for you. We have the new collection by Rufus Thibodeau, Rufus Jugnu, the Opelousas Sostan band from back then in the early 70s. And it's a wonderful package. It's 2 CDs, got, I think, 34 of their songs, and some historical data with the packaging and all. And if you come by, you can come by the office and pick that up. And for the rest of this month, when you buy one of our Swallow, Gin, or Maison de Soul CDs, at regular price, you can choose another one of your choice for half price. That's for the rest of this month. And the reason we're doing that, I've been in some of the big department stores, and I'm seeing Christmas trees all over the place. So I'm thinking maybe you want to be thinking of Christmas for yourself or Christmas for a friend or a family member, and they loved music of the 50s and 60s or whatever, and we've got some of that wonderful music available. So come by and maybe select that and start thinking of Christmas gifts when you think of gifts this year. Gift of music is appreciated for years and years to come. And we have that for you at the U Stewart Complex, 700 South Chitanya Street in Ville Platte. Don't forget, you buy one CD at regular price, you get the other one for half price. You pick it just so it's in the same price range. And it's got to be a Gin or Swallow or Maison de Soul CD, of course. So that's my message for this morning. And si compte en français ce matin.
Bien d'accord. Go ahead.
Boudreau et Thibodeau. Et t'as fait causer, et Boudreau a dit à Thibodeau, il dit, je connais pas qui il y a. Il dit, la machine qui recorde les messages sur mon phone, quand je suis pas là, là c'est quelqu'un avait joué un joke sur moi, je pense. Et il dit, chaque fois que ça laisse un message, après le message, ça dit bip. Ça dit le message, là, ça dit bip. Mais il dit, je connais pas qui il y a que ça. Je pense que c'est un joke, ils ont joué sur moi. Mais il dit, t'as jamais check la machine pour voir qui t'avait mis dessus. Non, il dit, Manon, écoutez, il dit, ça fait l'ondale de son numéro, et la machine a recommencé, et il dit, hey, ça c'est Boudreau, je suis pas là, Stirl, mais s'il vous plaît, reste un bip après ton message.
Oh, Lord.
il l'a mal placé.
Exactement, le bip était pas la bonne place.
Oui, c'est bien. Après tout, ça c'est tout pour le message pour ce matin. Bip.
Bip. That's merci, Floyd.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Floyd. 363-2124. The lines are back open again. Sur la tasse de café pour un mercredi matin, Jim. And we're going to take a break.
And look what Jacob just
brought in a box of delicious Mikey's donuts.
Goodness. I'll have to wait until after the show to go in the kitchen and sample what Jacob just walked in with.
Thank you.
From Mikey's.
Yes, and let's hear a message now for one of our good sponsors, Miss Sherry at Industrial Supply.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Sherry from Industrial Supply and Support, your True Value Dealer. This morning, let's talk about hunting season. First comes dove season, then teal, then squirrel, then duck and deer. But let's not forget bow and arrow season, which comes early. Are we ever ready? No. At the last minute, you think hunting license, then ammo, then clothing. Will they fit? Did I gain weight? Where are they? Don't worry. Come see us at Industrial Sports, and we'll take care of all of your needs. We will get you a hunting license while you shop for your ammo and clothing. Our clothing is from Browning. We have pants, shirts, and t-shirts. For the rainy days, we have lacrosse boots, frog talk, and Dutch Harbor rainwear. We are newly remodeled and fully stocked. Come visit, and always remember, respect the law, the game, and the game. Please hunt safely, everyone. Our blessing goes out to our men and women in the military and in blue.
All right. Thank you very much, Miss Sherry. And we'll come back and pick up some phone calls in just a moment. But we do want to talk about another one of our sponsors and longtime sponsor on Latas, Gervis O'Connor Upholstery Shop. Take a look in the den. Take a look in the living room and look at that upholstered furniture. If something looks like it needs to be reupholstered, well, all you got to do is to call Gervis O'Connor Upholstery Shop at 363-7011. And Gervis has been doing this all of his life, and that's starting to be quite a few years. Don't forget that if you need boat seats or four-wheeler seats, Gervis can make that for you. He'll be glad to show you the fabric or the vinyl that you wish to use and give you an obligation-free estimate. So call for information, 363-7011. 363-7011. And remember, it's very easy to find. You're coming from the east side of Ville Platte on LaSalle. You cross Tate Cove Road. Look on your left, right there. 614 East LaSalle, Gervis O'Connor Upholstery Shop.
Jim, thank you very much, and the lines are open again, and we invite you to give us a call. Sur la tasse de café pour un mercredi, and the Cotton Festival kicked off, Jim. They had a full house at the Contredanse, and I think everybody enjoyed themselves, and the festivities continue today with the pet show, the cooking contest, and of course, the carnival opens up this afternoon, Jim. Uh-huh. And I bet you have memories of yesterday, I had a chance to go to the Rotary Club, and Brent Correll, Brent was there, and he introduced Pat Derisel, and Brent was sharing some of his memories of the Cotton Festival and the different locations where he remembers where the fair and the street dance was. He said, including Main Street. So at one time, Jim, apparently they blocked off Main Street.
That's right.
And they had the street dance actually on the street. Huh?
And what happened then, of course, was that Main Street is part of the U.S. 167. And so said, well, you cannot block a federal highway. So then it was moved to Court Street. And on Court Street, we had a lot of good times right there in front of the courthouse and in front of Le Hall à Tav, you know, the old Fait d'Odeau. And then also...
So the fair, the actual carnival was on the street or right on the courthouse parking lot?
On the street and on the lot, the courthouse lot, you know. And so there was a lot of good times held there, you know. And then later on it was moved to, La Paconnière off Whiteville Road. And then it was moved to the City Park, right, where it is now.
What year are we talking about when it was back at the courthouse and it was on Main Street? Back in the 50s, Jim, or 60s?
Oh, definitely in the 50s, Mark, you know. Yeah. You're taxing my memory here, but anyhow, et merci Becky pour passer le café.
And do you remember Jim covering those parades from the second floor of the old KVPI location?
How many years did we do that, Mark? From the balcony right there on the second floor of what was the Evangeline Bank building for many years, and then City Hall and so forth. Yeah. But we were right there on that balcony. Sitting in the window, matter of fact.
Yeah.
Well, we could see everything that was going on Main Street with the parade. Yes.
Yeah. Those were the days.
Right. And you were there, too, for part of that time.
Yeah. So if you have memories of Cotton Festival of years and years ago and some of the unique events that have taken place through the years. Give us a call and share your memories of the Cotton Festival. Jim, and we got a phone call.
Mon cheveu, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Mr. Jim, this is Audie again.
Yeah, Audie, go ahead.
Uh-huh, talking about the courthouse.
Uh-huh.
I was born in 58, and I must have been about 5 years old, about 62, 63. I remember it one time we went to the courthouse.
Uh-huh.
And I can vivid remind, and I remember that old Fay Dodo, that old building. It was kind of like a little restaurant, too, I believe.
Oh, there was a restaurant next door. There was the big dance hall, and then right next door to it was the courthouse cafe.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I remember that well. It was a big old building, wood building.
Oui, ça c'était Marin et Hilma et compagnie qui couraient le restaurant.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir. But I do remember a little, very little of the courthouse. It was on the grounds.
Uh-huh.
Yes,
right.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, I'm
but
glad.
But y'all have a good day and a good week. So, good talking to y'all.
Thank you so much for calling, Audie.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Right. Take care, Mr. Audie. 363-2124. Jim, allons écouter notre message for our Tim and Susie at Fontenot Physical Therapy. Here's an important message from Fontenot Physical Therapy. It has come to our attention that some patients are not given the right to choose their physical therapist. Make sure your physical therapist is licensed. Tim and Susie Fontenot are licensed physical therapists and have been serving the Evangeline and St. Landry area since 1981, treating everything from pain, stretching, and post-surgical rehabilitation. In Ville Platte, see Tim Fontenot at Fontenot Physical Therapy on Jack Miller Road, phone 363-0095. And for those of you in the Vidrine, Pine Prairie, and Bayou Chico areas, see physical therapist Susie Fontenot at the Vidrine Community Clinic in Vidrine. Call 506-3510. Fontenot Physical Therapy and Fontenot Physical Therapy West, where personal care never goes out of style. All right. Thank you very much, sir. And Jim, on a not call.
Moi, je veux. Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Hey, Jim, this is John Vidrine.
John Vidrine. Hey, John, so glad to hear from you, man.
I think I've died. I haven't listened to y'all in a while.
No kidding. What happened to you, John?
I always got something going on. I'm going to the dentist's office this morning.
Oh, je te souhaite du bonheur.
Oh, it's just a clean job, that's it.
Okay, all right, that's good.
Yeah, listen, on that comment and all he was talking, I remember going to that street fair in front of the courthouse a bunch of times. Me and some of our neighbors, I don't know, Grady Pete and a few others, we used to hire ourselves. They'd give us 50 cents or a dollar to help them break down the rides. I remember that.
Oh, how about that? Maybe Grady's tuned in and can remember that too.
I think Grady was in there. There was that neighborhood that I grew up. We'd go right after the fire ended, and they'd give you 50 cents or a dollar, and we'd help break down those rides.
How about that? And you could buy a lot of stuff for that money in those days.
You could get in the show, buy a box of popcorn and a Coke, and probably have a dime or 15 cents left.
How about that, huh? That's great to remember that.
You know what that says, huh?
That you're getting older?
You got that right. I ought to use some of that old goat. Lotion y'all talk about.
Oh, yeah, le Deux Vieux Cabri lotion, uh-huh.
Either that or jump in a fountain of youth.
Well, how about that? But I have a few years on you, too, though, John.
Yeah, I know that. Hey, listen, the garden's doing good. All my plants are doing good. I've been watering with regular water and mixing some granular fertilizer and dissolving it. And my garden looks really nice.
Wonderful. We're looking forward to whenever you harvest some of that crop.
I'm going to see y'all probably in around January.
All right. We're looking forward to that, John.
John, what are you planting?
I've got 72 plants. I've got 24 cabbage, 24 cauliflower, and 24 broccoli. And I planted some other stuff, but I planted seeds. These were plants. I made a bunch of carrots last year.
That's good. We love carrots too.
Very, very good and sweet and very crisp.
I got
some icicle radishes. And one thing that I can't make, and I don't understand why, I can't make any beets.
Any beets, huh?
This is my third year, and I put a lot of seed, and I throw it just like the other stuff, mustard greens and stuff like that. All that stuff comes up, but I cannot make any beets.
Beets are very hard to grow. You know what I used to do once upon a time? I would plant, since beets are hard to come up, you know?
Yeah.
I would plant radish seeds, and in the spaces between the radish seeds, I would put the beets. So the radish would break the crust on the ground, and it would help the beets to come up.
Yeah, well, I killed the soil and stuff. And I planted some navets.
Oh, yeah.
I give all that away.
Oh, cool. Des navets, le mon cham sawe, avec la viande salée, ou bien du ham, toutes sortes d'affaires comme ça. Des bons navets.
What is that in English, Jim?
It's a turnip.
Turnip, okay.
Yeah, and a beet is and betrave.
Right, and betrave.
Yeah. Radishes is radji.
Right, I knew that.
Yeah, and that's about it. I'm gonna talk to y'all later.
All right, John. Thank you so much for calling. We enjoyed hearing from you.
See y'all.
Okay, John, and not call Jim.
Moi je veux. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Good morning, Mr. Jim and Mr. Mark.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
About the carnival and all that. In 1992, I remember about the street dance and all that. I remember Billy Joe Royal came play at the Civic Center.
Wow.
Wow, that's a big name.
Yeah, I remember that going back a few years ago, you know, years back.
Well, I'm so glad that you could...
I remember the top of my head this morning a while ago.
Uh-huh. Remember that. All right. Yep. Thank you very much, Stephen.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, Stephen. Thank you, Jim. Let's hear a message from you. And you got your coffee, huh?
Oh, je vais dire quoi. Beck a passé le café. Et allons voir à stir. I need to talk about Roy Motors. Let's talk about Roy Motors, where friends meet and there's a reason. Because they do everything they possibly can to give you the very best deal possible. They've been your Chevrolet dealer in the Opelousas area for over 80 years, and they work hard to earn your business by offering you the highest quality of service right there in their shop, so you know you're going to get great service whenever you buy from Roy Motors, whether you're buying brand new Chevrolet or their late model pre-owned cars. They're ready to help you out. They're still right there at 929 North Main in Opelousas. And, of course, the phone number, 337-9701. En français, 337-942-9701. And remember this, when it comes to automobiles, Roy Motors at 929 North Main in Opelousas.
Jim, do you know what happened today in 1959?
In 1959.
I'll give you a hint. It happened in Crowley. And if you go to our Facebook page, you'll see an interesting historical picture.
All right. Was there a presidential candidate or a president that came to Crowley?
Yes, you're exactly right, Jim. In fact, we posted on our Facebook page compliments of the Edmund Reggie family. Today, in October of 1959, presidential candidate Senator John F. Kennedy and his beautiful wife Jackie were guests at the International Rice Festival. They were hosted by Judge and Mrs. Edmund Reggie.
And they were friends of the Kennedy family.
Exactly. And there's a picture of JFK making a speech at the Rice Festival. Very, very nice picture.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
And they say that one of the people in the picture, I can't make him out, but they say Congressman T.A. Thompson is in this picture as well.
Uh-huh. All right. And, of course, Congressman T.A. Thompson, who served in Congress for many years, was from the Ville Platte area.
Exactement. 363-2124, give us a call. And here's another interesting picture that we posted, Jim. How many people remember the Wagon Wheel Club at Lonceau Pie?
All right. And, of course, let's not confuse that with the Hicks Wagon Wheel that was in Plaisance on U.S. 167 between Ville Platte and Opelousas. But the Wagon Wheel from Lonceau Pie was a big facility. It did not stay in business that many years, you know, but tell us about it.
The picture there is some very well-known local dignitaries and celebrities are posing with Fats Domino. Fats Domino had appeared in one big show at the Wagon Wheel, and we want to thank Tony Fontenot for sharing that picture with us on La Tosse, Jim. And portrait de Fats Domino with some local people that... And here's another picture, Jim. How many people remember the Club Rendezvous?
Oh, my goodness. The Club Rendezvous with the Demerwells and then the Manuals. And yours truly, I think, remembers having a refreshment from the Club Rendezvous.
And this is the same club that later became the Kit Kat, if I remember correctly.
Well, the same location.
So it's not the same building.
I don't think
same
so.
Location.
And, of course, back in the Rendezvous days, they had naturally the bar and the dance hall and so forth and, you know, a lot of people. We were talking about Snooks, when was it, day before yesterday, and, of course, the Rendezvous was a very famous and well-known club, along with the Evangeline Club just down the road.
Now, where was the Rendezvous located at, Jim? What's there now?
Somebody's going to call maybe and tell us about it, because I cannot tell you what is there now where the Rendezvous was. If you were going west, it was on the left side of the street, but I'm sure somebody can call and tell us about it.
And not call.
Bonjour, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Comment ça va, Jim?
Hillary Hill, go ahead.
Okay, Lonceau Pie. You know who was the opening act for Fats Domino when he came to Hicks?
Uh-uh.
Don't remember.
I don't remember. I was not, I never went there, you know.
Oh, okay. We got there, we were about two or three couples, I guess, when we got there and we sat down. Well, the opening act was the singing doctor.
Dr. Barney?
Bonne fusée.
Wow, he could play instruments and he could sing.
Oh, yeah, he could sing pretty good. He played that guitar, mm-hmm. You know? And, we sat down and heard old Fats Domino. I'll tell you what, he sounded just like the records, you know?
Uh-huh.
Exactly. Sometimes on tours like that, they don't have all the gimmicks when they make a record, you know?
Uh-huh.
But he sounded just as good, just like we were listening to records.
How about that? Antoine?
I don't know exactly where the Rendezvous was, but I went there quite a few times. Jimmy Newman used to play that often.
Oh, very many times, yes.
Yeah, and it was 50 cents to get in, I remember that.
Yeah, Cliff.
Because I didn't have the 50
company.
Cents to get in.
Uh-huh.
We could stay at the bar port, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Until, I think around 11, a little after 11, they would let us go in for free. Mm-hmm. So we'd hang around until we could get in for free, you know?
Yeah.
So anyhow,
that's
my story about the Rendezvous and the...
That's your story and you're sticking to it.
Yeah, and then the movies.
Yeah.
9 cents. I remember.
9 cents to get in.
Oh, I could go with a quarter. You could go with a quarter if you were on the 12 and get in, buy you a Coke and a box of popcorn and still have some change off of your quarter.
How about that, huh? Prices have changed over the years.
Oh, yeah, a little bit, yeah. I tell you what, then I got a job at the Jan. Mr. Blackie Urie hired me. The best part of the job, you know what it was? Anybody that worked at one of the movie houses, we had the Platt, the Bailey, and the Jan, well, they got a free pass for all three.
Oh.
Anytime you wanted to go see a movie,
uh-huh.
you didn't have to pick.
Wow, that's pretty good.
That was a good fringe benefit,
that
yes.
That was the best incentive, I think, of the job.
Uh-huh. All right, yeah, right. Once upon a time, Ville Platt had the Platt and the Jan, the Bailey, the Lark Drive-In.
Lark, yes, and you know that Mr. Black ran the Lark, too. You know?
Yeah, uh-huh. Mr. Herbert Blackie-Gilray.
Yes, sir. I tell you what, he knew those movies. He'd go to, he brought me one time at New Orleans when they made the contract to get whatever movies. I don't know what they did, but that's where he ordered the movies for the, especially the Sunday movies, you know?
Uh-huh.
That was a big thing. It's a big Sunday movie. It was always a big movie star, you know, playing on Sunday night, on
yeah.
Sundays.
Right, and on so, Friday and Saturday was
it
double...
Saturday, you know, that was a Cowboy Show double feature.
Yeah, double feature time.
So, anyhow, okay, we'll let y'all go.
Hey, Hillary, thank you so very much for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Another call, Jim.
Bonjour, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Hey, I'm back again. That Lasso Pie wagon wheel?
Yeah.
Jen and I were there for that Fats Domino concert. I guess we got there late. We didn't get a chance to hear Borny, but I did get a chance to get a backstage picture taken with late Bobby Charles and Fats. And it was a real fine performance that he gave. But the people were packed in that place like sardines.
Uh-huh.
And the guy had used burlap sacks as a cushion for sound along the walls. That place was a disaster waiting to happen.
Oh, Lordy.
The kitchen was upstairs.
Uh-uh.
And the dance hall was downstairs, and we were packed like sardines in there. You couldn't hardly get to go to the restroom, let alone order a drink. But it was packed, and people were enjoying the music, but I was not too comfortable in there noticing how that building was constructed. Back then, I guess the fire marshal didn't look into that too much, but it was a disaster waiting to happen because there wasn't too many exits, and that place with the burlap sack could have really gone up, and everybody was smoking in there and drinking, and it was something else.
And that was about what year, Floyd?
I don't remember the year.
In the 60s?
It was probably in the 60s, maybe somewhere around that time. And listen, the Rendezvous Club was where the old Moran Motor Company building was at.
All right, uh-huh. On that left side.
That's where it was at. And then the Jungle was further down, which was that restaurant that burnt and so forth, a little further down the road, but that's where that was at. And across from the Rendezvous was Miss Raoul's restaurant.
Oh, the Traveler's Cafe. Yes, and we have good memories of that.
Good memories of that, too. But anyhow, just wanted to pass that on.
Oh, Floyd, we appreciate that very much to renew those memories for us.
Yes. Later.
All
merci.
Right, thank you, Floyd. Another call, Jim.
Bonjour, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Mr. Jim.
Uh-huh.
I wanted somebody to call again. I asked that a while back. They'll call the Rendezvous.
Uh-huh.
Before all my time, but the building that became the Kit Kat that Mark was talking about.
Yeah.
We were told that's the same building.
That's the same building.
Because when you walk on the it had a cement porch.
Uh-huh.
There was two doors, but there was one door that was plywooded board shut, so I hear y'all talk about years ago. You could go in one door to go to the bar side, I guess, the men or whatever, and then they had another door, I guess, where you could go in, and the women would sit in I heard y'all describe that already, with a bullpen, where the women would sit, and the girls, I guess, the boys had to come ask them to dance or something, I don't know.
Uh-huh,
two
uh-huh.
doors. But when we started going there in the 70s, The other door was boarded shut. There was no there was two frames, but only one door.
Mm-hmm.
And that Dollar General store is what's there now.
Okay, a Dollar General store is
like Floyd said, it's next door to Moran's.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's where the Kit Kat burned, and then always told the one that had that first was, you know, was Mr. Cliff and Jesse had that, and then after that Claude and his brother, and then Claude had it, and it became the Kit Kat.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
All right.
That's how that originated, and maybe a little touch. I want to talk about the old days. I remember the Cotton Festival Fair being at the park where it's at now. I started in 78, and it was already coming there, the old teenage center and stuff, and I went, I don't know how many, so whatever. And surely 17 in a row, Cotton Festival was on, the fair was where it's at now.
Uh-huh.
They didn't have all that before they added all them ballparks. Just when they added all them softball fields for the girls is when they moved on the Whiteville Road.
Oh, yeah, right.
And then they stayed there a few years, and they came back to town. But before, because that was 78 till probably the end almost of 80 is when you had the thing there.
Uh-huh.
And then the fair, and then the street dancers right in front. What is the parking lot in front of the Civic Center now, in front of the swimming pool, that's where the street dance was.
Yeah, that's
years
right.
Years and years, you know. And like Audie said, I was a little bit older than Audie, but I remember we went to the fair when it was on the courthouse, the widest street in town.
Right.
They had the fair and all the entertainment on the middle of Court Street.
Uh-huh.
But the fair moved to the Whiteville Road on Drew's property, what you call the Papayat, and then it moved back to Bill Platt later whenever they started
with
more room and stuff,
I remember one time when it had been very rainy. You remember that? When the cars would get bogged down in the mud as they tried to park.
Oh yeah, they had to keep people on standby just to get the people out because it was unprepared when they got that land to go. They donated that to let them use it for the fairground. They just shredded that one year, a couple, and there was no parking area, solid ground and stuff. So people would park on in their field at their own, and they couldn't park on the road no more than the state highway. So it caused some confusion for when the weather was bad.
Yeah, they had to have a tractor to help pull out some cars.
Oh yes, sir. Oh yes, sir. They had. They had that. People were all prepared for that to help out. Oh, yeah. And they had the fairs right there, too, before the old Civic Civil Teenage Center burned and stuff. It was all right there, you know. And
right.
That was the times there. They only had the big baseball field by the highway, by the street. And then when they added the girls' softball, then they had to move on the Whiteville Road. There was no more room.
Yeah.
So, 'cause they didn't want to let them put the rides and stuff inside those softball fields to mess them up.
Uh-huh.
Had to move. Y'all wanted to know about that. Yeah, that's probably in the latter part of the 80s before they moved the fair on the Whiteville Road. Then they moved it back a few years ago.
All right, bro. Thank you so much for bringing back those memories to us. Merci beaucoup.
Thank you, Brad. Let's take a break, Jim. On va écouter un message pour Blake's Pharmacy. The next time your physician gives you a prescription, be sure to take it with full confidence to the registered pharmacist at Blake's Southside Pharmacy on South Chatan and Ville Platte. Pharmacist Pat Andrews and the staff are dedicated to providing you down-home one-on-one service. You're never a number on a computer file. You're a member of their growing family of customers. Everyone at Blake's Pharmacy have one goal and one aim, to help you get well again. When you walk in through the doors of their pharmacy on South Chatania, you're greeted by their friendly personnel. And if you're looking for a new pharmacy that'll give you that old-fashioned friendly service, be sure to visit Blake's Southside Pharmacy. They'll fill your prescription exactly as ordered by your doctor. And visit them for a wide selection of trusted over-the-counter products and remedies that have helped generations of families, plus a big selection of gifts for all occasions. Blake Southside Pharmacy on South Chatania and Ville Platte. Phone 363-7497.
All right. Thank you very much. And we're going to pick up another phone call in a moment. But right now, let's talk about Unlimited Home Care of Louisiana, providing outstanding, compassionate home care for over 20 years. And you see, if your elderly loved one, or if you have, or someone in the family is disabled and needs help, a nursing home is not right for them now. In-home care will allow them to continue living independently in familiar surroundings in their home where they're happy and comfortable. Plus, you can rest easier knowing your loved one is getting the care they deserve. They offer many types of care, making it ideal for families on a budget. Home care can range from only a few hours a day to round-the-clock care. Retirement homes are not right for everybody, but that doesn't mean the elderly or disabled, including kids, cannot get the care they need to live comfortably at home. To learn more about their home care services, give Unlimited Home Care of Louisiana a phone call, 363-1663. That's 363-1663 for Unlimited Home Care.
Okay, Jim, we have another call on the line.
Mon je veux, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Bonjour, Jim and Mark. Comment ça va ce matin?
Bonjour, Mary?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
The Rendezvous Club. I remember it, Floyd says, where the Moran Motors. It's more where the Dollar General store was. I went many a time, had wonderful times.
Oh, they had some good dances there, huh?
They did. They had good players, too. Jimmy Newman, Ernest Tubb came a couple of times. But the more regular ones were Doug and Kirk Kershaw.
The Kershaw brothers. How about that, huh?
Yes. And they were good. We always had a good time there. Always had a big crowd. So that's my remembrance of where the Rendezvous was.
Do you remember how much you paid to go to the dance back then, Miss Mary?
The girls wouldn't pay.
Oh, the girls got in free.
Yep. The boys had a ticket on the shirt collar.
Right, right. You had to pay, and they'd
stay
for the
ticket. I don't know how much it was. And the mamas and daddies, mamas would sit on the benches. I don't know how they could do it with that back. There was no back to rest. Sitting up.
Might have a
back ache. And the men would go behind the bar. There was a room in the back that they would play cards. My daddy was not a card player, but he would go just to pass the time.
Yeah.
And mothers would sit and watch what the girls were doing.
Oh, yeah. Naturally, mamas wanted to see what was going on.
Oh, yes. That they were. They were good at that.
Right.
But we behaved. We behaved.
So the bar was on one side and then the dance hall was on the other?
I remember going through the bar area to go to the bandstand in the back dancing area in the back.
Okay. So it was all one big area.
Yes. Well, they had a wall. They had a door that would separate the bar from the dance area.
Okay.
And you mentioned Rusty and Doug, and I remember when they would play on KVPI Live every weekend for a while, you know?
Yes.
And, boy, I tell you what, Doug could, that fit the bow on that fiddle, the strings were flying off.
Do you remember any of the people that worked at the Rendezvous?
Now, you're asking something a little too far. I didn't pay attention of who was working, and all the people, I didn't know who they were.
Yeah.
My daddy would have known.
Yeah.
Well, let's see.
He knew all those people, and probably my mother, but no longer there to be able to tell us.
All right. Well, we sure appreciate you sharing that memory with us.
Memories with that.
All right. Thank you, Mary.
All right.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you, Miss Mary.
They had the Demerwells and then later on the Manuals.
Okay, so so is Mr. Demerwell that opened it up, Jim?
I think so, Mark, but I'm not absolutely positive of that. Maybe somebody listening in can fill us in on that. But anyway, that was a very popular place.
And you said the Manuals, that's the same Manuals that later on had the Jungle?
Cliff and Jesse, right. And I remember when Ernest Tubb came to play a couple of times there, too, you know?
Wow.
Oh, so yeah, they had a lot of big names. You know, some big names that would come and entertain.
So it was primarily country and Cajun, or mostly country?
Yeah, country and Cajun, you know, but anyhow. On allait au rendez-vous le samedi au soir.
All right. 363-2124. Jim, let's hear another message from you, and we'll pick up some more calls.
If you're 65 years of age or older, handicapped or disabled, regardless of age, and looking for a nice, quiet place to live, you should consider Prairie Plaza Apartments in Pine Prairie. Their complex offers 1- and 2-bedroom apartments, each with their own outdoor porch space. Each unit is all electric, comes with a stove, refrigerator, and central heat and air. They have a community room, outdoor pavilion with a barbecue pit, and coin-operated laundry on site. They're a federally assisted elderly housing complex. $100 security deposit is required. Rent is based on income. Rental assistance available, and they do not have any vacancies right now, but it's a good time to put your name on the waiting list. Contact Mindy Leggett. Phone number 337-599-2246. Again, 337-599-2246. For our TDD access, call LA Relay 1-800-846-5277. This institution is an equal opportunity provider, an equal housing opportunity, and that is Prairie Plaza Apartments.
363-2124 on our Papri Kazminut Kides. We have about 15 minutes left in the program. So if you want to talk about your memories of the Cotton Festival or any of these businesses that that you remember visiting, give us a call here. Let's take another call, Jim.
Moi, je veux. Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Hey, this is Buffett.
Hey, Buffett. Go ahead.
Five Domino came in 76, January or February.
In 76.
Right. It was in January or February.
It was in the winter time.
Right.
And that was when he played at...
Wagon Wheel.
At the Wagon Wheel in La Sapai.
Right.
Buffy, any idea how many people packed that place that night?
I would have said they had a good 1,000 people.
God.
Yeah, the fire marshal was not enforced at that particular night, huh?
1,000 people. And they were parked everywhere in Buffy.
Oh, that whole big old lot around there must have been 20 acres to park on.
Cool.
And on down the highway on one side, down the highway on the other side.
And you were there to help out?
Oh, yeah, I was on horseback.
On horseback. Yes. Oh, boy. Lots of people were looking forward to a good time.
Oh, yeah, there were so many people, they couldn't hardly get to the bar.
Uh-huh.
Where was it located at, Buffy? I know the building burned down, but where was it located in Lonzo Pie? What's there now?
I got some rice bins. It's on the corner of, corner of Lonzo Pie Road and Prairie On Road.
Okay.
All right, uh-huh.
You leave Leroy Olivier's old store, go about 2 miles.
All right, okay.
And if you turn right, it's right on the corner.
Say, I Lonzo Pie.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay, boys. And the thing about the fire underneath the pecan trees over there?
Uh-huh.
There was a misunderstanding. The Vidrines gave them the pecan orchard to use, but Blop, I thought, rented the property to plant potatoes.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't know that's where they were going to park them at.
Oh, my goodness. So that was a little misunderstanding there.
Blah, but that was trying to take out the potatoes out the field and the fire was coming.
Comment tu crois? Eugène Blanc.
Oui.
All right, yeah, he grew a lot of potatoes.
Right. Okay, boys, later.
Thanks a lot, Buffy.
Thank you, Buffy. 363-2124. And not message, Jim, avec
All
vous.
All right, on va donner un message, s'il y a moyen. Let's see, I'm talking about Jumards Incorporated, and you know, more and more people are enjoying the outdoors, and actually, Jumards Incorporated can help you out in so many ways by installing a sunroom at your home. Phone number is 363-1205, 363-1205, And you can come by at 1068 Vocational Drive and view their display rooms and pick out the one that best fits your needs. And don't forget, they've got all these replacement insulated doors, insulated windows, and David can tell you how fast and easy and inexpensive it is to have a screen room or sunroom added to your home or, you know, these metal storage buildings right now. So ask about their insulated windows and insulated doors, replacement windows, seamless gutters around the roof. And then, of course, as we mentioned, the metal storage buildings. A lot of those they're building right now with proven experience in business since 1948. 363-1205 or visit them on the web, www.jamards.com. Jamards Incorporated, where comfort and technology come together.
All right, Jim, bien merci. 363-2124 is our phone number, and you're invited to give us a call here for the remaining few minutes we have sur la tasse de café. And let's take another call, Jim.
Mon cheveu, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Hello, Mr. Jim. This is Harvey.
Yes, Harvey. Go ahead.
I wanted to let you know that there's a governor's debate tonight at 7 o'clock on Channel 5.2.
Uh-huh.
I think it's on Channel 3, too.
Yes. Anyway, Bill Edwards will be there.
I think it's on Channel 3 as well.
And 3. Anyway, it's at 7 o'clock.
Right. We had that announcement earlier this morning.
Well, anyway, I just wanted to mention that, and I'll talk to you later.
Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you, Harvey. 363-2124. The line is wide open.
All right, Mark. Let's see here. 10 years ago today, President Barack Obama won the 2009 Nobel Peace Prize for what the Norwegian Nobel Committee called his extraordinary efforts to strengthen international diplomacy and cooperation between the people. So that was 10 years ago, the Nobel Peace Prize to President Barack Obama. And let's see, one other thing. Oh, yeah. You know, we hear a lot about, remember we saw the Little House on the Prairie and so forth? In 1930, on this date, Laura Ingalls became the first woman to fly across the United States as she completed a 9-stop journey from Roosevelt Field, New York, to Glendale, California. That's something that I was not aware of, you know, that I didn't know, that she was, flew across the United States.
And we have another call, Jim.
Mon cheveu, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Jamie Guillory again.
Yes,
we're
Jamie.
We're talking about the Cotton Festival at the Fakanya.
Yeah.
That property was originally owned by my great-grandfather. He was a DeVille, and he planted all those pecan trees.
Uh-huh. And La Pecanier.
And he was a horse farmer.
Uh-huh.
He raised and sell horses. And he'd even train them, and he had some thoroughbreds at one time, from what my Aunt Leona had told me.
And what was his name, Jamie?
Huh?
What was his name?
That escapes me right now. I want to say Guillaume.
Guillaume DeVille?
Yes, I want to say, Guillaume. I could be wrong on that one. And he was going to town one day, and... I think the French name for the buggy or whatever he was driving was called the Barouche.
And Barouche.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was one of his horses was pulling him, and he was spooked by, the horse was spooked by a big snake, and it turned over the buggy with him, and he flew out and was killed.
All right,
that's how he passed on.
Uh-huh, that's a long
and
time ago.
And then my grandmother, his daughter, my grandmother had married his son, and they had the property. And then when he passed on, she couldn't keep it up anymore, and some big dreams got it.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, thank you.
That's how that went.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jamie. 363-2124. Jim?
Okay. Let's see. Talk about a sponsor here while we have a chance. let's talk about Raiders Insulation and Winston LaFleur. He can help you reduce your energy costs. They offer insulation, whether it's for commercial or residential, and he can work with existing construction or brand new construction, blown fiberglass and cellulose in the attic and walls, and foam insulation reduces moisture from coming through the floors on houses that are off the ground on piers. Winston will be glad to give you the different options when it comes to insulation. Free estimates, of course, and financing is available. So call Winston LaFleur, 337-230-5811, or Winston can serve you en français aussi bien. Le numéro de phone, 337-230-5811. Save money, save energy. Call Winston LaFleur with Raiders Insulation.
Okay, Jim, 363-2124, another call.
Moi, je veux, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
C'est Clarice, Jim.
Clarice, glad to hear from you.
Thank you, boo. Listen, the Kit Kat that was opened by Wayne Morin and Gene, his brother.
Wayne and Gene Morin opened the Kit Kat.
Yeah, but that was a sideline because Wayne was a state trooper.
Right.
Okay, boo.
All right. Thank you so much, Claire, for calling in.
Okay, then. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
All right. A lot of great memories of the Kit Kat, Jim, as well as the Rendezvous many, many years ago.
And of course, there was the Evangeline Club and the Jungle and then the Hicks Wagon Wheel and then the Wagon Wheel in L'Ossopie and the Rose Garden Club, the Moonlight Inn, Raphael's Inn, Southern Club, Plantation Club. There was a lot of clubs in those days.
A lot of places for kids to go and adults to have a good time to dance in, Jim.
That's right, exactly. And there were a lot of live bands available.
And not called.
Moi, je veux. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Bonjour, mes amis.
Bonjour.
Mr. Gallo, comment ça va?
Meilleur que ça, c'est un cas d'hôpital pas malade.
Oh, comment tu crois? Un cas d'hôpital meilleur que ça. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Là, t'as fait faire un bon job. Le bon, là, t'as fait parler pour le Wagon Wheel. Ça, c'est au chemin 104 et 1165.
All right, 104 and 1165.
Et le bon qui on le sas, son nom, c'était R&M.
Comment?
R&M.
R&M. OK, and May. Oui,
R&M. Et m'appelle à rester... À travers de ça, il avait un chien qui était monté mon vœu.
Oh, un mauvais chien.
Oui, et j'ai dit à mon frère, il dit, va pas prendre le chemin. Là. Et le chien là va être mort. Il n'y avait rien qui dit ça. Le chemin, et le chien là, l'a maudit d'ici son pied.
Oh, yeah. Yaï.
Et puis, dès qu'il criait, si l'homme ne sortait pas, il l'aurait peut-être déchiré tout.
Oh.
Comment tu crois? C'était un mauvais chien.
L'homme l'a sorti, la crié après le chien a été le joint.
Oh oui,
Et j'avais rien qui dit ça. Moi, je suis pas dans de prendre mon bicycle à l'erreur parce qu'il dit, le chien ensemble comme s'il est mauvais, comme s'il va mourir.
Oh oui. Tu ne voulais pas aller autour d'un mauvais chien.
Oui, oui.
All right, thank you.
La fête est tout bon.
Ah, mais on va garder ça doit être là.
Oui, c'est pas la peine de la monter.
C'est pas la peine de faire la figure la plus vilaine.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you, Mr. Gallo.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Jim.
Let's talk about Flat Town Farm Supply and Hardware. It's right there at 1209 West Main here in Ville Platte, and you can come for all of your hardware needs. Folks, they handle general hardware and tools of all kinds, fasteners, plumbing supplies, electrical supplies, welding supplies, all of your paint needs. They've got the metal steps and concrete steps. Looking for concrete steps, les escaliers en ciment, that's where you'll find them. And, of course, hydraulics, fencing, and much more. And they do grain bin sales, service, and parts. They're a Vermeer dealer handling your hay equipment and parts. So stop in and check with them and give them a call, 363-5528, before you get there, if you'd like. 363-5528 is the phone number. Remember, that's Flat Town Farm Supply and Hardware, 1209 West Main in Ville Platte. And, of course, stay tuned for news on Top of the Hour and more music from Cheryl and more music from Jacob. But You know what? Right now, maybe we should talk about another one of our sponsors. And let's see, Mark. Okay. Sooner Auto Salvage, 2102 West Bentonville Platte, with a large selection of auto parts for any make or model of automobile, parts for motorcycles. And they'll tell you what, if they don't have the parts you're looking for, they're going to do everything they possibly can to find it for you. Sooner Auto Salvage offers complete auto service. Hey, if you need work on transmissions, wheels, brakes, strut starters, alternators, air conditioning, and more, and if you need a vehicle checkup, come and let their certified mechanics take a look. They remind you all parts and labor are warranted. Come to parts, your choice. You want brand new parts or reconditioned parts. They're open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. And if you find yourself in need of wrecker service or towing service anytime, call Sooner's Towing and Wrecker Service at 363-1960, 363-NFC0. Come and visit with Donnie and Amanda at 2102 West Bentonville Platte, and another phone number, 363-7226, for Sooner's Auto Salvage.
All right, Jim.
All right, and let's talk about Sester Youngs while we have a chance right here, Mark. And, of course, that's invitation for Mr. Rob Duplechin to visit whenever you need of home furniture, whether you need of appliances or flooring. They've got it all for you. Right there on 6th Street in Mamou, serving you for more than 65 years. Sester Youngs on 6th Street. Visit with owner-manager Rob Duplechin, who has so many years of experience in the business, and you'll find out why it is a pleasure to shop with Rob and the friendly folks at Sester Youngs, one of the oldest appliance dealers in the entire area, offering a complete line of Whirlpool appliances, washers, dryers, refrigerators, freezers, dishwashers, and more. Quality name furniture lines like Ashley for every room in the home. So if it's time for new flooring, let the pros at Sester Youngs do it for you. That's Sester Youngs on 6th Street in Mamou, a short drive to save you money. And don't forget, they still have those combination heating and cooling window units from 8,000 to 20,000 BTUs by Frederick and Crosley.
Hey, Jim, grâce à peu près tout notre temps pour notre broadcast.
C'est tout notre temps pour aujourd'hui. Le programme de mercredi et demain, si je fais pas erreur, Charlie Manuel va être avec nous autres. Aujourd'hui, le programme présenté à vous avec les compliments de Raiders Insulation Express, Unlimited Home Care of Louisiana, Industrial Supply and Sports, Sester Youngs Appliance and Furniture, Prairie Plaza, Roy Motors, Gervis O'Connor Upholstery, Sooner Auto Salvage, U-Store Itself Storage, Fontenot Physical Therapy, Flat Town Farm Supply and Hardware, Jomard's Incorporated, and Blake's Pharmacies. Until next time, au revoir, mes amis, que le bon Dieu nous bénisse et tous les États-Unis.
Bien, merci, Jim, and thank you, everyone, for listening in to the program. Stay tuned for Classic Country Music with Cheryl on KVPI AM. And we've got Jacob standing by on KVPI FM with his Classic Hits Morning Show. Have a wonderful day.